Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a recipe for getting your car running just right, and ebaymotors.com has all the ingredients you need. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. Now that's tasty. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Whether you upgrade your car because you need to or because you want to, eBay Motors has all the car parts you need. Over 122 million of them, from new rims to seat cushions, all at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. There's a recipe for getting your car running just right, and ebaymotors.com has all the ingredients you need. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. Now that's tasty. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. This is Straight Fire for Friday, November 26th. I hope everybody had a tremendous Thanksgiving. Lots to be thankful for, a lot of food to eat, a lot of family to hang with, or Friendsgiving, whatever you guys, however you celebrate it. Hope it was good. The football was, well, there were two interesting games. The nightcap stunk, but that was the bet we gave out on, what was it, Tuesday's pod? I've already forgot. Tuesday's pod. Told you, the Buffalo Bills were the one side I really liked. I loaded up on them in Survivor, and I know you guys won. Before I even tell you about our guest today, or the fact that I'll be hosting the Dan Patrick Show this morning from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, I got to tell you about Survivor. The Buffalo Bills were my pick. I was nervous about it. You know, I thought about the Cowboys. But I was like, no way. I can't trust Dallas. And I went with Buffalo coming off the loss. Easy winner. So in the Survivor contest, remember, there's 2,460 people or whatever the number is. 12 of them or something had Dallas. So it's down to 48. I'm one of the 48 left. Supposedly, again, according to someone who played in it last year, the winner gets $82,000 or somewhere in that neighborhood. They're already talking about, hey, you know, if you're in the final 10, would you split it up? I'm not willing to go there yet. But Buffalo, I'm in the clear. I think a lot of people, they don't show the picks of everyone else. So I don't really know who people could have gone with other than Dallas or Buffalo, the biggest spreads this week. I'm assuming a lot of Patriots. I've burned them, so I don't know. Next week is dicey. I'll already tell you right now, I haven't used the Eagles, and they are playing at the Jets. They will be going, I believe, back to the Meadowlands. And I have a feeling when you get to our guest, Alan Berg, later, he sets line for WinBet. He talks a lot about this Eagles-Giants game. I know everybody's going to say Eagles, smash spot, favored by 3.5. Just listen to what he says, okay? This is a dangerous spot for the Eagles. And I think if they lose, I think I'll almost certainly, and there's no major injuries, I would almost certainly take them next week against the Jets. The look-ahead line has them 6.5. That's probably going to be the biggest line I have. Now, there are some big lines, but they're teams that nobody has. And now I've said too much about Survivor and not enough about Thanksgiving and the Dallas Cowboys game, which you have to start with today, right? I mean, what a, just such a bad look for the league. So think about this. Everybody's at home on Thanksgiving Day watching football. And even if you're not a huge NFL fan, you're sucked into football around the family and you're at least checking it out. And what product do you get? You get one of the most heavily penalized games in the last 18 years in the NFL. I mean, it was really bad, including the decisive pass interference flag on the kid Anthony Brown, who had a nightmare day. Poor guy's going to wake up today. Hope people aren't inundating him on social media. He had 4 pass interference penalties. The last one was a killer on 3rd and 18. I don't know how you can throw that flag. They've looked at it like the Zapruder film, 15 different angles. I'm sorry, I didn't think it was a penalty. Now, again, I just talked about Survivor. A lot of people had Dallas, so I wasn't torn up about it. But the reality is, this was the most penalties, 28 penalties in a game in the last 5 years. So think about it. About 30 million people watching this game, and they're treated to the most penalties in a game in the last 5 years. The yardage, 276 yards, third most penalty yards in a game in the last decade. And then the other stat, this is the first NFL game in 18 years in which both teams had 14 or more penalties and 100 or more yards. Like, it was ugly. It seemed like there was a holding, an important PI on every play. And I'm not going to break out the rule book and read it on the Anthony Brown decisive PI. But essentially, he had his back to the ball. And in college football, if you don't turn around, that's an automatic flag. But in the NFL, it's not an automatic flag. And the only reason there was contact was because it was underthrown. And you can see the receiver, I think it's Zay Jones, who drew more flags. He drew flags like he was Jerry Rice. It was comical. And he threw it at him. Cowboy defender nearby, it was like a flag. And Zay Jones actually pulls him in. Brown puts his arms up like, I'm not touching him. I know there's contact going to happen. I'm not touching him. And they still threw the flag. I mean, it's really bad. Everybody complained afterward. I mean, if you're a Raider fan like Rob G is, you got to be excited. The Raiders saved their season. And frankly, I don't even know how they did it other than penalties because they didn't look particularly sharp. The Dallas offense was the story. Without CeeDee Lamb, without Amari Cooper, and I know people don't want to make this a COVID discussion, but Amari Cooper not being vaccinated was a killer. You're automatically out 10 days, and given the Thanksgiving week, you're missing 2 days, 2 games. That's just harsh. When you're a team looking to lock up a division and maybe the number one seed, I think you could forget the number one seed now. They've lost 3 of 4. And so Amari Cooper not being vaccinated, and then COVID spreads in the room, the wide receiver room, and another guy had it. He was a little further down the depth chart. But then you toss in the CeeDee Lamb concussion, and it's like, you know, Michael Gallup had a good game. Cedric Wilson had 10 targets. Noah Brown was solid. Schultz had an okay game. What I didn't understand was the excessive use of Zeke Elliott coming in on with a bum wheel, had double the amount of targets that Tony Pollard did. And I'm not just saying this because I have Tony Pollard in like a bunch of fantasy teams. With my son has Tony Pollard as well. And Pollard is way more explosive, far more dynamic, ran the kickoff back for the touchdown, had another touchdown call back. They called down at the one and then they handed it to Zeke, which is a joke. But I don't understand all these short dump-offs to Zeke in overtime. You know, you start with a penalty on the kickoff. First down, check down to Zeke for like 2 yards. Screen pass to Zeke for like 1 yard. And then the incompletion, it's like you got a punt and that's your offense? You're going screen to a guy who's injured, back to a guy who's injured, and then I think the other pass was to Noah Brown. I didn't understand that at all. Very curious play calls by the Cowboys. And this one has to hurt, man. Dallas is, they're in good shape to get to the playoffs, but they're not a lock. Folks, they now have 3 straight road games. They at the Saints, who are reeling, at Washington, we'll see, and at the Giants. Okay? They still have to play Washington again after that, and the Cardinals and the Eagles. And what was a 7-1, I think it was 7-1, right? No, I'm sorry, 6-1. They were 6-1, cruising And then they hit that Broncos snag, the Tyron Smith injury, the loss to the Chiefs, and now the receivers are beat up. Well, they better get healthy quickly because they play the Saints next Thursday, I believe. And if they don't have Lamb and Cooper back, I know the Saints aren't very good, but their run defense is strong. And now you got Dak kind of a sitting duck in the pocket. I think it's okay to be a little nervous for the Cowboys. As for the Detroit Lions, I'm not going to spend too much time on this. Matt Campbell, the Iowa State coach who's being talked about potentially going to USC. Dan Campbell of the Lions had built up some equity this year with fans. Like, oh man, he's got them playing hard. They nearly beat the Ravens. Look at that fight they displayed in a couple other games. And they nearly beat the Rams. They covered the spread. I think they're 6-4 against the spread or something. And they tied Pittsburgh. That final 2 minutes. Again, national TV game, island game. And the way he was calling his timeouts or not calling them, it's just an embarrassment. And even on, like, what was it, 3rd-and-4 inside the 15-yard line, and they're playing, like, the cornerbacks are 10 yards off, so just giving up the reception? Like, what? The Bears were not going to look in the end zone. They just wanted to get the first down, take a knee, set up the field goal, and get the hell out of there. And that's what they did. I don't know. I mean, I'm not into firing coaches after a year. You don't want to become the Cleveland Browns and get on that cycle. But, man, that was just not pretty from Detroit. They're now 0-10-1. Nagy lives another day. I don't know how they're doing that. They did not look good for large stretches of that game, but they got the W. And, of course, the Saints in primetime kind of got smashed there. Good winning bet for us if you heard Tuesday's pod, a nice winner. Saints have now lost 4 in a row. They're 5-6 on the outside looking in for the playoffs. And the beauty of it is that I had them season win total under for the Saints. And the reality is, you know, this team probably was going to hit it if Jameis Winston had stayed healthy. And I got a little lucky that he didn't. But without further ado, let's get to our guest who will help set up week 12 in the NFL. Alan Berg, the head trader for WinBet.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a senior trading partner from WinBet. His name is Alan Berg. All these lines are being set around the country. This is the guy you need to talk to. How are you, man?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, Thanksgiving week, I'm sure it's a busy time with the public having it safe for sure, right, Alan? This is a week where you're hanging out with your family, so what are you going to do? Go on your phone and gamble, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, who wants to talk to their family, right? You got to bet the games instead. It's more fun.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not going to do any college football. There are some good games this weekend, obviously, rivalry weekend. I just wanted quickly to hit on Ohio State, Michigan. I am curious. I thought the line was a little short. Everybody and their mom thought this was going to open out. 14, Ohio State kills them every year. And it opened single digits. What are you seeing on this game so far?
Yeah, I mean, we've pretty much had mostly one-way traffic on Ohio State until we got to the current market number. Interestingly enough, we put this line up first before Ohio State absolutely mopped the floor with Michigan State. So we had like 4.5, which, you know, turns out not a great number. But, you know, I think at some point maybe Michigan's got something for Ohio State, but we'll see. They've just always seemed to have their number in the Harbaugh era, but we're kind of obviously going to be pulling for the Wolverines from the book side of things, I think.
Did you guys take a lot of action at 4.5?
A decent amount. Nothing catastrophic. I mean, when you put up an advance line, you know, you're not going to offer the same amount of limits you will the week of or especially day of the game. So,
but it makes sense to get that up early because people want to bet on the game, right? So somebody's going to fire somewhere. And if you take a small hit, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine you were taking six figures before the Ohio State game.
Definitely not. No. I think my bosses alone would probably pull me out of this office if I was taking six figures that far out. But it's interesting. Sometimes you put things up early, you don't really see action that you think you might. And then other times you put it up, you get some immediately. Sometimes you'll end up getting two-way action. That ideally is what you kind of want to see, where you think the number's going to lie or going to end up is kind of one of the advantages of putting a lineup early, but it doesn't necessarily always work out that way.
Do you think this hits double figures by kickoff?
No, I don't think so. I think there'd be too many sharp guys that would take the 10. Because I know there's a few of them that want 8.5, 9. So I think they'll be involved too much for too many books to panic their way to move to 10. And I think if you saw 10 flash, I think it would go away pretty quickly.
Yeah, I cannot imagine anybody betting Michigan after what Ohio State did last week. You know, it was just, I mean, was it 49-0 at halftime or something insane? Buckeyes, boy, they look like a juggernaut. I am curious, do you have any liability on Cincinnati to make the playoff or win the national title?
No, not really. Limited, like a few bets here and there that I think in ultimately across all our states would be like a loser, but it's not substantial. We have the joke in the room that we're a Georgia Bulldog book, because that's that's pretty much all we can do really well on. We set ourselves up for Georgia. Most of the like other teams that, you know, in theory would win the national title aren't disasters, but we're not going to be, you know, celebrating if they win.
I mean, there's really only it seems like this is anticlimactic with the 4-team playoff, right? Like, I don't even know who sneaks in at this stage. Like, it's got to be Alabama, right? Oklahoma State, maybe? I don't.
Yeah, they're still in the mix for sure. We'll probably need some help. The one that I find interesting is I see a lot of people talking about how Cincinnati goes undefeated, that they're going to be over Notre Dame. I'd be very surprised, actually, just because of the prestige of Notre Dame, that they might slide in front of Cincinnati. It wouldn't surprise me.
Wait a minute. You think one loss Notre Dame could leapfrog the team it lost to, Cincinnati?
Yeah. I mean, hey, they took a national title spot away from my Hurricanes way back in the day against Florida State. So why wouldn't they do it for the Fighting Irish? Right?
You might as well just disband the group. You know, half college football. Just forget it. If that's going to be the case, right? Like, you tell Cincinnati go play people, they go play Notre Dame, they win. And then they still get shafted?
I wouldn't be that shocked. That's all I'm saying. I think at the end they'll hopefully make the right choice and put an undefeated Cincinnati in. I just am saying that Notre Dame is such an institution in the country, it would not surprise me.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's get to the NFL, Alan. Let's focus on the Sunday lineup. I got to start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I was a little surprised that they opened less than a field goal in Indy. I'm assuming that has everything to do with Indy destroying Buffalo on the road. But the Buccaneers seem like the clear side. One of my favorite bets of the weekend. What are you seeing on this game?
We've been kind of high on the Colts pretty much all season. Defensively, they're really well oiled machine. And the only question mark that at least I've had all season was their quarterback position. I think the key to the Colts offense is don't let Carson Wentz do anything and you're going to have a lot of success. So I think if they keep that up, this is going to be a really good game. That being said, the Colts have a really easy, I think, schedule when it comes to like matchup wise, and the way the Bucs offense is playing, I think this is definitely a huge test for them defensively. Yeah.
But wait a second. Carson Wentz didn't do anything against Buffalo. I think he had 120 yards passing.
There you go.
And they had 41 on Buffalo.
There you go. Keep the ball off his hands and good things are going to happen. Or he's going to throw picks at his own goal line. So
Yeah. What about, and I know a wide receiver is not going to be worth much, but Antonio Brown, since he went out, it seemed like the Bucs kind of bogged down there offensively. Obviously, it coincided with Gronk and some secondary injuries. It seems like Brown's going to be back maybe Sunday. Gronk, we know, is back. I'm just curious how you would rate the injuries for Tampa Bay, and maybe they've slowed the progress of the Bucs just a little bit midseason.
I think it's definitely affected them just from, you know, they just had so many weapons to start the year, right, that obviously it made it that much more difficult to cover a team that Tom Brady's throwing the football. But I think when you talk about a position like wide receiver, unless it's an elite guy that's not surrounded by really solid number twos and number threes or a solid tight end, those guys really aren't going to move the number very much at all. There's the occasional like running back move that you might get, like McCaffrey is a good example of a team we would maybe move 1.5, 2 points. And that's usually unheard of to move off running backs.
Yeah. Another game that I've been looking very closely at is this Rams Packers showdown. We know Matt Stafford's used to Green Bay. It doesn't seem like the weather's going to be awful, but this has swung. Crossing through zero is not huge, but the Packers had opened as small favorites, and now it looks like the Rams are small favorites here. What's the betting action like on this one?
Yeah, I mean, early in the week, you're usually seeing sharp action, and you know they're showing that they want to back the Rams from what we're seeing. The tricky thing is you never quite know until the end of the week if they're moving it to get the number to go towards the Packers so they can come back and unload on the Packers. Sometimes that happens. But I think in this case, I think the Rams might be the side. I mean, they're coming off the bye, the embarrassment to the Niners. I think that gives them kind of that extra incentive in a game where this is going to matter for playoff spot. And I kind of expect the Rams to be really strong in this spot.
It's interesting. A lot of the professional gamblers don't respect the Packers, even though they kicked their teeth in most of the season. I think they were 9-1 against the spread for a minute.
Yeah.
And then even the advanced stats don't like the Packers. DVOA has them 13th. I am curious, though, why do you think that the public has gravitated toward Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? Because we don't think they're great. Now, they've been down a lot of players defensively, but is it simply the name, the brand, Aaron Rodgers, Packers? It's a no. You don't really have to put much thought into it. You just lay the number with them.
Definitely. Yeah, it's the brand. You know, people love betting on the team and the quarterback a ton, and you saw that a lot when – you know, Tom Brady was in his last year in New England. It didn't matter who they were playing, and as bad as their offensive roster was, it just didn't matter because they still had Tom Brady. And you saw it with Mahomes. I mean, they will bet the Chiefs at any number, even though, you know, the kind of power ratings we had when they were kind of going through that poor swing that they had were way off of, like, what the market showed. So there's definitely some love from the public that isn't always backed up by the stats.
And I am curious, on the quarterback front, you know, Russell Wilson doesn't look like the same quarterback he was earlier this season. Seattle basically stinks now. Shut out in Green Bay by like a second-tier defense and then lost to Colt McCoy at home. And their offense just isn't looking good. But is the public continuing to go to the window for Seattle?
This is the first week I've really noticed they're backing off Seattle. So far, our ticket count, there's a lot more tickets, especially parlays that are involving Washington. So, it'll be interesting to see where this one ends up as far as closing line. I kind of wonder if Wilson might look better than he's looked in these previous two games. Maybe that hand's going to be a little bit better this week. We'll see.
It's funny you say that. It just is, you know how it works. Just as the public backs off, that's when Seattle's going to deliver. Who is the public on? I know it's early in the week. We're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. Who is the public on for Sunday's game so far?
The interesting one that popped out at me right off the bat was they love the Eagles big time. So far, they have the highest ticket count for us as far as parlays and whatnot. So that might be one where that could be turning into like a trap game type of situation that people love to say. I'm not a big believer in it, but every now and then I think you're getting kind of two teams at the opposite ends of the spectrum of where – I think if we go back 4 weeks from now, there's no way that the Eagles are 3.5-point favorites at the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. I've seen, you want to monitor the movement and the look aheads and all that. I swear, Alan, maybe you can debunk this. It seems like the big money gamblers are on the Eagles every single week. And now the public wants to jump on.
Yeah. Yeah. That does seem to be the case. There'll be a team that I think the market kind of holds as an undervalued market or an undervalued team. And you'll start seeing the line shift in their direction. One thing that I think most of the bookmakers would tell you is the public doesn't really move.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The line, it's moved by a sharp action. That's why when you look at, you know, like when bet ticket counts will pop up like on our feed, and you might see that the money is 90% on one side, but the ticket count's completely the opposite way. And you'll wonder, well, why, if the money's on that side, why has the line come down?
Yeah.
And that's the reason.
That's kind of the bat signal to, you may want to look closer at that game, right?
Yeah. Usually it's a decent tool. The one thing I always tell people is that as great as some of these sharp players are, I mean, they don't win every time either. And if we beat the public every week, we wouldn't have a business. So
yeah, they're still what, 57, maybe 60%.
Yeah. I think it's fair. You'll see like a couple guys will have a hell of a year every now and then, and then they kind of come back to earth a little bit around those marks. Yeah.
Imagine fighting climate change every time you buy groceries or pizza. Now you can. With the Aspiration Zero credit card, you can reduce your carbon footprint by making the same purchases you always make. Aspiration Zero plants one tree every time you make a purchase, or plant two trees when you choose to round all your purchases up to the nearest dollar. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. For a limited time, earn a $300 bonus when you open an account at aspiration.com and spend $3,000 in the first 90 days. Join the community that helps you fight climate change with every purchase. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank, member FDIC 2021. Terms and conditions apply. Visit aspiration.com/zero for more information.
If you're a sports fan, then there's really no better place to catch all your favorite sports than Las Vegas. Every game, match, contest, or competition, whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are played in Vegas. And the best part is the action doesn't just start and stop on the field. Pre-game festivities, post-game celebrations, nowhere else comes even close. I will personally say, going forward, I would have every single fantasy football draft I have in Vegas. I'm making, usually now that I live in LA, 2 to 3 Vegas trips a year, COVID pending, of course. And frankly, I love the pool scene, like the nightlife, but most of all, I love the gambling. And there's an endless list of sporting events you won't want to miss in Vegas this season. Check it all out at visitlasvegas.com and then go book your trip, because no one does sports quite like Las Vegas, where the excitement is endless.
This episode is brought to you by Royal Caribbean, an award-winning global cruise line. A vacation is what you make it. So are you ready to make the most of it? A Royal Caribbean adventure is the perfect opportunity to not just take a vacation, but to take it for all it's worth. We know you're eager to get back out there, and with Royal Caribbean, you can make the most of the moment and rise to the vacation. This is not just a cruise. This is the biggest, boldest vacation on land or at sea. This is pushing the limits of what could be done at sea and on land, breaking records and earning honors along the way. With over 270-plus destinations from the Caribbean, Alaska to Europe, and the biggest ships in the world to take you there, each one of our cruises is packed full of onboard features you won't find anywhere else, like the tallest slide at sea and the tallest water slide in all North America. Plus, dining that takes your taste buds on a world tour, jaw-dropping entertainment, and award-winning service delivered by a crew that comes to us from over 140 countries. So just don't take a vacation. Rise to the vacation. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Visit RoyalCaribbean.com to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You said you're not a big believer in, like, the trap games. I think that I would agree that's largely more of a college thing, with the young kids and the teenagers. But I am curious where you are on the whole narrative of a revenge game. If you remember last year, Week 17, the Eagles tanked in the second half so that Washington could win, and the Giants were going to get in the playoffs, and they then got eliminated. If Joe Judge, you know, wants to keep his job, he pretty much has to win this game. I know that's a lot of, like, stuff that you can't really bake into the line, and it's like, come on, these are professionals making a lot of money. But where do you fall on the whole, like, revenge narrative angle?
Now you're speaking my language, man.
Like, oh, okay.
These are the type of things, because you know, at the end of the day, like, especially late in the season, the math is the math. I mean, we early on in the year, you're going to see, like, lines are way off and things don't make sense because, you know, we're basing it off of a lot of, like, historical data, like from last year, the previous year, new players coming in. Now you've got, like, you know, 11 games that these teams have played, 10 games, whatever the number is. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff I like to look for is once the line starts moving in against that revenge game, as you like to put it, that's where I start going, well, maybe I want to get involved with the Giants here. They're coming off a horrendous loss. This is a division rival. As we've seen with division games, sometimes the team that's much worse gets the win.
Mm-hmm. And they just fired their offensive coordinator. I will have to confess, like an idiot, I had the Giants in my contest. It was like my last pick. I was like, I'll go Giants, double digits, Brady at night, all that nonsense. And you watch like a quarter and you're like, this game's over. The Giants look lifeless. And I think you're right, Alan. Anybody who watched that game on Monday night is going to come away with, there's no way I'm touching the Giants, right? Because that's a national TV island game. You know, there's nothing else on, maybe some college hoops, but nobody's backing the Giants here. I think this is the week you want to back them, just as the public races to get the Eagles, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're making me bet the game, I'm not taking the Eagles in this spot. I'm not saying that they haven't been playing well. They definitely have. But you're right. I mean, I think this is a last moment for Judge to maybe, you know, make a case to keep his job, beating a division rival at home after that embarrassing loss.
There seems, again, maybe I'm wrong, and you could tell me with the ticking count and the bets, but it looks like people are betting on the Houston Texans, but the number has come off of the three, meaning that there's some big money, I would assume, on the Jets. Is that a fair read? It looks like Zach Wilson's going to be the guy, by the way.
Yeah, I think that one was a little bit more on the basis of the Wilson move, okay. Just knowing that he was going to play. I'm not seeing, honestly, a whole lot of action in that game. I think once you get into this, like, week 12 area and you know two teams are bad, you kind of got to hold your nose if you're going to take either side of this and not be surprised if you take the L either way.
Have you seen a bigger adjustment on any team this season from the start to now than the New England Patriots?
No, they probably got to be the one. I know, like, the Eagles kind of midseason, they were getting kind of far out there in the odds as far as, like, to win the division, Super Bowl. Yeah. And they've been going on a run, and then their schedule looks pretty good at the end of the year. But Yeah, New England, with how well they've kind of put together the offense just to make things comfortable for Mac Jones, and that defense is rated really high. It's crazy to look at that Titans line. And I mean, if, you know, the Titans were healthy, there's no way it's 6.5. And I'm sure they were favored maybe on the road in that game, but at the start of the year.
Yeah. Is this one where if it touches 7, you see instant buyback on the Titans?
I think, well, you're going to see 7s. They're starting to pop up already. So, but I definitely think that we'll see a couple sharp guys get involved at that number.
And I don't want to hammer away at the trap look ahead thing, but New England just watched Tennessee lose to Houston, arguably one of the worst team, well, maybe the worst team in the league outside of Detroit. And, oh yeah, New England has Buffalo next week in a massive divisional game. I can't imagine Belichick getting caught. He's too good to get caught in a look ahead, but what about his players? I mean, he's got a rookie quarterback, a lot of free agents who haven't won before anywhere else, and now they come in here. Is that something that could apply here, and maybe there's some value on the Titans?
Sure, I think so. I think it's 7. It's an interesting bet. You know, you play that bad against a division rival, I mean, I'm sure that's kind of sparked the locker room. Vrabel doesn't seem like a guy that's going to take a beating like that, laying down and not really work his team pretty hard this week in practice. And he knows what he's getting into with Belichick. So, yeah, 7 seems like a pretty good play. You know, as far as the look ahead, I mean, I think you hit it dead on. I don't think Belichick teams would be necessarily looking ahead to next week, but, you know, it's a big game for them. So maybe there's some people in that roster that are going to be thinking about Buffalo.
I am really, really interested by this San Francisco-Minnesota game. Probably a game I don't want to bet because these two teams are, you know, schizophrenic, essentially. And Zimmer loves to find ways to lose games. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan as a favorite is a nightmare. What are you seeing on this game? Any action, or is it about as 50-50 as you can get?
Yeah, that one have been two-way pretty much thus far. Nothing too crazy. We opened -3 even money on the Niners, and we're sitting 3-20. So minor action that made us move the juice up a little bit. But I kind of feel like it's not going to close too far away from that number. Just maybe 3.5 juiced or a little bit come back to 3.
I want to ask you finally about a team that isn't playing this week, and Arizona Cardinals. You know, Kyler Murray's missed several games now. They did win a couple without him with Colt McCoy. Kyler should be fully healed from the high ankle sprain. I am curious if you guys have a lot of exposure with them to win the Super Bowl or, I don't know, I mean, even get to the Super Bowl. It still doesn't seem like people are taking them seriously yet.
Yeah, I mean, I really think they should. We definitely have some exposure. Arizona is one of the states we're in, and it's one of our most popular states. So we'll be cashing a few Super Bowl tickets down there if Kyler Murray gets them all the way. But, you know, I think they have to start taking this team seriously. I mean, they're winning games, like you said, with Colt McCoy at quarterback. When you're doing things like that, that means it's not just Kyler Murray, and you put him back in that lineup, and I think they're getting to where they might be pretty special.
Interesting. Oh, I forgot. There was one other team. I'm obsessed with this team and the highs and lows, the Cleveland Browns. They've killed me all season. They killed me last week with the Detroit result. I don't know what to make of them. If Baker is injured, he says he's beat up, but they still keep playing him. Is there going to be a lot of movement on this line against Baltimore on the road?
It's an interesting one. We opened this one 5. Browns +4.5. Now we're sitting at 3.5. When they announced Lamar is probable, no real move came.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which I found interesting. I don't think the number's necessarily far off. I had about 4.5 with Lamar. So
can you talk me through what it's like in your room there? Is you guys have like a dream team that you have together, and you're like, all right, you know, Joe Sharp guy laid 50 on Cleveland. What do we have to do here? I mean, 3.5, is that low in the market?
No, we're pretty much at market now. We were kind of out a little bit because we kind of liked Baltimore in this spot. But you know, when you get a good solid Sharp player to come through and tell you, no, there's actually some value with the Browns here, we'll traditionally respect it and get to the market number.
Lamar Jackson's illness, how did that fare for you guys last week? Because I know the opening number they definitely didn't cover, but it sounds like they did cover the closing number when he was officially out.
Yeah, that was a bit of a mess for us. The injury bug and trying to deal with the Sharp action coming in. We took a couple bets on the Bears, +6.5 that we didn't really want. Obviously covered that spread, so that can get very tricky, man, when there's that late-breaking news like that.
Yeah.
It's fun to deal with.
The quarterback stuff has just been wild this year, Alan. All right, and any final thoughts you want to toss in on looking forward? If someone came up to you this weekend over Thanksgiving break, Alan, hey, man, I got an extra 100. Who should I put it on to win the Super Bowl? Who you got for me?
That's been the million-dollar question to me. I've been joking around.
It feels wide open, right?
Yeah, I've been joking around. I said I feel like the team that rolls into the playoffs, the hottest team in football, is probably going to win the whole thing. I just don't think there's a team that's a complete football team that can just, you know, go the distance. I mean, the Bucs seem to have some flaws. The Colts definitely have flaws. The Patriots are – I mean, you know, are they going to win a shootout if they get into one in the playoffs with all the quarterbacks they got to go through? I don't know. What about
just the healthiest team? I mean, Green Bay is still down like four starters. Yeah. Tampa's been missing guys all over the place. Mm-hmm. I just wonder, like, I know that nobody really likes the Packers except the public, but I do wonder if once they're fully healthy with the offensive line, Bakhtiari gets back, are they maybe the best team with Aaron Rodgers and one of the better stories in sports, given the year Rodgers has had? Get me the hell out of here. I'm vaccinated. No, I'm not. You know, any value in the Packers going forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're the closest probably to having a complete roster at the moment, as far as on both sides of the ball. They definitely got the story. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I have a hard time still going away from the Bucks. Tom Brady just keeps proving over and over again that you doubt him, and he's just going to make you pay for it. So if I are, you know, twist my arm, I'd still go with Tampa.
All right. What's Tampa at as we look at it today on Wednesday, the Thanksgiving Eve? To win the Super Bowl.
To win the Super Bowl? Shoot, off the top of my head, I think we have them at 6-1. Let me check real quick. Oh,
that's not a bad payday.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
550 plus 550. You've got the Rams at 7-1, the Chiefs at 7-1, the Bills at 750, the Cardinals at 8-1, the Packers at 9-1. I mean, it's a logjam. Like, there's no one that's
Aaron Rodgers 9-1.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I don't know. Even if Tampa gets home field advantage, I know they're good at home. They smash the bad teams, but it feels like of all those teams you just mentioned, the biggest home field advantage would be Lambeau, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
and, of course, they lost last year at Lambeau to Brady. You know, the cornerback got picked on. Desmond King, maybe? Is that his? Kevin King?
Yep.
Yeah, they were just picking on him. All right, anyways, Alan, hey, thanks a lot for the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it, Jason. Thanks.
Look, we're all adults here, and I know some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges, and pouches for adults who are looking for the best, most responsible way to consume their nicotine. It's a new year. Why not start it out by switching to a new nicotine product that you can feel good about? If you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy's products at lucy.co. That's lucy.co, and use promo code FIRE at checkout. Also, I have to read this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you are interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code FIRE.
Tested positive for COVID-19? You have options. The Active 6 study is researching existing medications to learn if they may also help people with COVID feel better faster. The best part? You can participate from the comfort of your own home. We'll send medications to you, and you'll take online surveys from your couch. Learn how you can quarantine and take part in much-needed COVID research all at the same time. Visit researchfromhome.org. That's researchfromhome.org.
There's a recipe for getting your car running just right. And whatever you're cooking up in the garage, you'll find what you need at ebaymotors.com. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. And that can help you turn your ride into something really tasty. The parts you need are just a click away at ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Great stuff from Alan Berg at WinBet. Hopefully you guys can use some of what he said to your advantage this weekend on the gambling front. College football, I don't have a ton of picks this week. Obviously, I've talked about it at length. Thanksgiving is a difficult week for the gambling, just simply because, you know, of all the Thanksgiving hoopla, family, friends, off my schedule, my routine of going through all the games and the injuries and the injury reports and the beat writers and everything. You can't do everything in the granular fashion, but it's hard-pressed for me not to like Ohio State. I just don't see how you could pick up against them here. Harbaugh's history, Stroud's hotness. I mean, Ohio State's just on fire the last couple weeks. Maybe Michigan looks good for a half and fights hard, but I just can't see it. Now, Penn State did look pretty good against Ohio State, hung around, and then eventually caved. By the way, on a side note, I do like Penn State this weekend against Michigan State. I took Penn State favored by two against Michigan State. Franklin staying, Mel Tucker staying, but Michigan State coming off a really, really rotten loss. We know they're going to a good bowl game. Penn State going to end strong here now that they're keeping Franklin. I like Penn State. So I'll take Ohio State. I'll take Penn State. A couple other random bets. Dan Mullins, see ya. Give me the Gators against Florida State in the big rivalry game. That's going up. It looks like it could hit three by game time. I got the 2.5. I took Washington small against Wazoo in a rivalry game. A lot of good rivalry matchups this weekend. And from the obscure files, New Mexico getting 17. Go ahead. Have fun with it. And Colorado State, if you can get a 4, great. Looks like it's headed down to 3 against Nevada in a really good game. Those are the college football. But the NFL is where I've been really, really doing well lately. In the Fox column, 3-1 the last 2 weeks. And I don't love a ton this week. Obviously, we talked about the Bills on Thursday Night Football. That was an easy winner. First half, full game, everything. Cakewalk for the Bills to bounce back. Still don't think they're great, especially this Tre'Davious White injury is really bad news long term. But a nice win for the Bills. Good cover. Cashing for all of us. So the bets that I've made as of, you know, right now, Friday morning, the Rams. I took the Rams on the road in Green Bay. Fairly strong play, I would say. It's almost certainly going to be in my contest. Packers opened as favorites, but the injuries are mounting. The offensive line is really beat up. Aaron Rodgers still complaining about his toe. And you guys know what the Rams do up front. They get pressure on the quarterbacks. And yes, they have Devontae Adams healthy, but the Jalen Ramsey factor, I don't know if I trust many guys outside of Devontae against the Rams defense. The Rams are a better defense than the Vikings, that's for sure. And I think the Rams defense shows up, and I would not be surprised if Stafford had one of those games like, oh, he's a really good quarterback. That's right. They were 7-1, and he was getting MVP love. So I took the Rams at pick'em. Looks like it's 1 now. I can't imagine that they're going to be 2-point favorites in Lambeau. And listen, nobody's ever made money betting against Aaron Rodgers at home. I did it last week with the Vikings. I'm going back to the well. I like this Packers team. I think they'll be better going forward, but I don't like this spot. The other team that I came in on for sure is Tampa. Remember, I talked about it early in the week. I had looked at Indy. I was like, ooh, this is a good matchup. And then you just see this Quentin Nelson injury, and it sounds like he's definitely not going to play. Quentin Nelson, go look what happened when he was down earlier in the season. He missed a couple games, and the run game was rattled. They missed him against the Ravens, and it was like Carson Wentz game. They were like, oh, we can't run without Nelson. So let's throw to Taylor out of the backfield a ton. And they basically went with Carson Wentz. He hasn't thrown for over 275 yards except once against the Ravens without Nelson. A lot of quick passes, a lot of play action. And can Carson Wentz do that against Tampa? I don't really care if it's at home. We've seen that home field advantage, guys, doesn't mean much. I mean, the Superdome last night, taken out of it instantly by the Bills. Like home field advantage, Dallas lose to the Raiders. Dallas lose to Denver. Like just forget about home field. This idea, if anything, is Tampa with that very, very good wide receiver group. And it sounds like no Antonio Brown, but Godwin's healthy. Evans is fine. Gronk is back. I think this offense is going to really hum. I would not be surprised if there's a big Gio Bernard game for Tampa, assuming he's healthy. I haven't seen him or heard his name much lately. But this seems like one of those, hey, Colts are going to change it up. There's no way they're going to sit back in their zone against Brady. He will pick them apart too easily. Eberflus is going to have to change something up. Their DNA does not include a lot of blitzing, and they're very susceptible in the middle of the field. Some of those next-gen stats say they're susceptible in the middle. Well, guess where Brady makes all his money? In the middle of the field. So you look at some of the Football Outsider stuff and the next-gen stats, and this just does not look like a good matchup for the Colts, especially if Nelson's out. By the way, Vita Vea back for Tampa on that defensive line. And, you know, Tampa looked good on Monday Night Football, putting away the Giants fairly easily. And you just wonder, if they win this, will everybody say, boom, that's the team that's the Super Bowl favorite this season? Because we've bounced around many teams. Nobody's really separated themselves, including Tampa. A couple weeks ago, had the loss to Washington. A lot of injuries. I like Tampa this week to go into Indy and win on the road. I don't know if it'll be easy, but I just have a feeling that Indy is overvalued because of that win over the Bills. Remember, so many people just bet on what they just saw, you know? Oh, gosh, Come on, Dallas Cowboys. They stink against Denver. I don't know. I'm going to bet Atlanta. And what does Dallas do to Atlanta? And then what happens the following week? You guys can't read too much into what you just saw. Just that's one of the reasons I like the Bills a lot against the Saints. And I like Tampa a lot here against the Indianapolis Colts. So those are two for sure. If you're looking for a teaser, I think the Patriots will be in every teaser, right? 6.5, tease that down a half a point. They're at home against Tennessee. The Titans are scrambling. They add Golden Tate. They cut Adrian Peterson. Like, this is where they're reaching for offense. And by the way, I looked at Tannehill's numbers, and I'm embarrassed. I said, like, 3 weeks ago, hey, he's playing. Maybe he's got to be in MVP contention, you know? He's got 13 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Like, he's been very... He had four picks against the Texans last week. Like, come on. I don't know. Tennessee's going to have to win this with his defense. I don't see that happening. So I would tease down the Patriots. I think you tease up the Vikings against San Fran. You remember the Vikings, have played 10 games. 9 of them have been a touchdown or less. That's what they do. San Fran has played well the last 2 weeks. I'm sure they're going to take a lot of money here. Remember, a lot of the big professionals, the wise guys, the gamblers, they like San Francisco a lot earlier this season. They like Philly. They've rode them both. Now, San Fran's getting healthier. They've got two nice wins in their pocket the last couple weeks. And I think they're loading up here. This was 2.5. It looks like it's headed toward 3.5. It's a juice 3 right now. Give me Minnesota and a teaser. And I would also tease Teddy Bridgewater, up from 2.5 to 8.5. Chargers, they don't put anybody away. The inability to finish teams and put their foot on their throat and really choke them out, they just can't do that. You saw it against the Steelers with the block punt and then the freaky interception and the leaky run defense. Like, they don't know how to finish yet. Justin Herbert, obviously, can and is capable, but he's still a young quarterback. And the coaching staff is very young there. So I would tease up Denver at home. You give me 8.5, I'll take it. I know they've laid some eggs at home. It was closer against Philly than that final score showed. Remember, they were marching down for the tying touchdown in the final moments of the third quarter. They're in the red zone, and there's a fumble, and big play Slay takes it 83 yards the other way for a touchdown. So it goes from, oh, we're about to tie the game, to we're down 14, and that was all she wrote. Teddy's not really built to come back from a big one. And they also laid an egg against, I forget, the Ravens. That's right. I had them at home against the Ravens earlier this year. It's funny how we always remember the losses. So that would be a teaser that I'm interested in. I also I'm looking at, for the contest, Atlanta, but they're taking money. It looks like it's up to 2. I'm looking at Carolina as well. I'm going to stay away from Eagles Giants. If you guys heard the Allen Berg talk, I know some of you just fast forward for the picks. Just go back and listen to that. This is a bit of a trap. If you take the Eagles, just know what you're getting into, okay? And those are pretty much the... I'm not touching this Ravens-Browns game, just too much wackiness. And I know a lot of people are going to want to take Washington as they opened up as a dog at home to Seattle, and that has now flipped in Washington's favor. Seattle does stink, but he does still have Russell Wilson. This is not a divisional game. I don't think I'm taking the bait here. I cannot take the bait and take Washington. I think that's what they want you to do. I mean, you can look up anything on Russell Wilson, Monday Night Football, Pete Carroll, primetime games. Like, I know you can throw some of that out because they don't have that good of a team, but I just don't want to get in front of any of that nonsense. So this is a tough week. If you didn't lock up the Buffalo Bills and Survivor and get out of that Thursday like I did, well, I'm sorry for your luck, but there's always next week. Oh, we'll talk to you Monday.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.